Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Yeah, like I told some people, my pastor said this. I know prices are high and you can't afford to pay attention, but you need to listen. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, man. Were you saying something, man? I couldn't afford to pay attention. Jesus. Don't worry. Who needs a diet when you can't afford to eat? But don't worry, folks. Grammys or something happened last night. Something, you know, all the billionaire leaders got together. The New World Order people. What's up, man? How you doing? We're giving each other awards. You know, Tom McDonald and his song with Ben Shapiro. That has, like, more views, more likes than anything on YouTube. And, oh, dirty. Except for, you know, as of right now, and he's not even number one, you know, because they don't know how to handle that. The only one, no one can beat Chocolate Rain, that guy. But I don't want to get into so much. London's Khan pouring £150 million into technology capable of, like, tracking your mileage, and you get charged by, you get taxed for all the driving you do. Gee, you say that would happen in a, would they, man, we're the conspiracy theorists. It's not a conspiracy, he's actually doing it. He's investing in it. But, you know, just like everything else, you're a conspiracy theorist. Because a doctor is saying hydroxychloroquine works, and someone who's not a medical doctor who knows nothing saying it's false and taking down my post. Okay, whatever. Yeah, remember when Trump said, I'm going to be a dictator, and on day one, I'm going to close the border, and I'm going to bring back America first and all this, and, like, you know, people, like, yeah, that's, yeah, on day one, oh, yeah, they're making fun of him. He said he's gonna be a dictator. Yeah, he should have said, I'm gonna be a big dictator and bring back freedom and democracy and allow people freedom of choice. How dare you want to go out and have a good time? No, I'm just doing what all the politicians are doing. I'm just doing what all those government officials around the globe that got together that took photos and stuff with masks on. Wear your mask. Comply. And 2 seconds after the photos are taken, they're ripping the mask off, like, putting them away, like, yeah, don't need that. Staged. Oh, you wear a mask. Guess what, folks? This earth is going to fall apart because you're using a lawnmower with gas. Yeah, you fly around in a private, don't talk to me about my private little jet, buddy. I've got a cruise ship that pollutes this earth 50 times more than your lawnmower, but who cares? The polar caps are going to melt. I'm making billions of dollars off of it, and what I'm doing with that is I'm buying an oceanfront property, a billion-dollar property on the oceanfront, but you need to comply to save the polar caps from melting. Oh, my, getting this so much. This is so much bull crap. Trump says he's going to be a dictator. Yeah, I'll take Trump as a dictator any day over this free Democrat society. Oh, yeah, this I love these. The bipartisan border thing that has more money for Ukraine than, yeah, they're going to try to pass a border security bill. That way they can just, it's just an excuse to give money to all these other countries that we won't support. I got so much I want to get into. Don't forget this.
Hi there, my name is Rachel G. Scott from Cleveland, Ohio, host of the podcast Taking the Leap and author of the book Taking the Five Leap. And today's guided scripture is Psalm 121, verse 2, and it reads, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Listen, y'all, there has not been a single area of my life that I have not needed God's help, whether it be family, ministry, career, every area I've needed his help in. You know what he's done every time? He's helped me because he is a helper. And so I go back all the way to the beginning when God created the human race, starting with Adam, and he realized that there was something that Adam was missing. It was something that he needed, and it was a helpmate. So what this tells me is that my need for help does not make me inadequate. It makes me human. So when I read this psalm, I think about the pilgrims that were going up to celebrate the festival in the Jewish culture at that time. And they were going up there and they were singing this song of "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." They were aware of where their help came from. It's so easy for us to look to other people and to other things for that help, and then we find ourselves completely discouraged and upset because they cannot provide the help that we need. So we begin to have to train ourselves to go to where our help truly comes from. It is the one who made heaven and earth. And there is no shame and there is no guilt in realizing that God is our helper. He provides the help that we need. And sure, he may use people and he may use places and he has resources to send that help through. But ultimately, when we go to him for help, he's going to help us by any means necessary. So I want to encourage you today, if you, like me, are in need of help in every area of your life, to go to God for the help that you need, because he is ready and he's willing
to help you. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Psalms 121:2. Gee, the way most people, my help comes from a mask. Just shut up and comply. Get your vaccine. Trust the vaccine. Trust the science. Get the vaccine. Well, there's only two genders. Trust the science. And then they go nuts. Oh, they want you to trust the science when it supports their agenda. But as soon as you say trust the science, there's two genders. Mm-mm. Okay, do me a favor. If you think there's more than two genders, I want you to dig me up somebody that you can DNA test and prove to me that there is a third gender. Do it. I want you to take someone that is dead, someone that died, and I want you to prove to me through their DNA, through their bones, that there are three genders. Just because you call yourself a giraffe doesn't make you a giraffe. How dare you? You offended me. I'm suing you. Yep, you're under arrest for Mr. MK. Excuse me? You said, "You're going to arrest me, sir?" You called me a sir? You misgendered me. Come after you. Oh, don't worry, folks. Oh, you're going to arrest me? Or, you're going to, I want to file charges, officer. This guy misgendered me. Officer Johnson, you misgendered that guy. What? Yeah, do I get off? That's what's going to happen. You misgendered me. You can never gender me correctly, because whatever you say my gender is, I'm gonna assume I'm gender fluid. My gender switches depending on what you call me. That way you're always misgendering me, so I'm always offended. You know, that's what's happening. So that's where we're at in this world, okay? So if you call me a male, I'm a female. If you call me a female, I'm a male. I'm that fluid. So anyone that genders me at all, yeah, you're all going to jail. I'm pressing charges. I got misgendered and I need cash now. Have you been misgendered? Hi. We're the law offices of Sue and Wynn. I'm Mr. John Wynn, and I'm Sue. And we're the law offices of Sue and Wynn. Were you misgendered? We'll help you get the millions you deserve. No one should misgender you, and we're going to make sure that they never do it again. Thanks to Sue and Wynn, I got $20 million. Thanks, Sue and Wynn. I was at a bank, and the teller misgendered me. Boy, was she in for a surprise. Thanks, Sue and Wynn. I got $20 million. Yes, we've gotten over $1 billion for our clients. Tanya, it's coming. Don't worry. You misgendered me. I'm hurt. I'm fully vaccinated, but you're going to give me COVID because you're not vaccinated. Even though my vaccine weren't... Well, wait a minute. You're going to kill us all because we're vaccinated and you're not. We're not going to get back to normal until... See, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a dots don't connect. That's me. Okay, how are we going to kill you all? If you're vaccinated... We can't get back to normal until everyone's vaccinated. What do you mean can't get back to normal? All you have to deal with is the unvaccinated people would be the only people that would be getting it. You wouldn't have to worry about getting vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you won't ever get it. You won't have to worry. It's okay, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. Only in America. See, in America, if this was happening, this is, I tell you. London's Khan is pouring £150 million into technology capable of implementing pay-per-mile tax. That's right, man. You drive, you're going to pay. Well, pretty soon they'll have something in your car that we're in a pandemic. If you're not deemed essential, your car won't start. Imagine calling up your employer. Yeah, my car says I'm not deemed essential, so my car won't start. I don't know. But, you know, you say that this technology capable of implementing a pay per mile, that's a conspiracy theory. If they're doing it in England, it's coming. It's coming, folks. Don't worry. It's coming here. Folks, it's okay. Conspiracy theorists. We're just conspiracy theorists. But we would be in America. But how dare you get the vaccine, whatever. All the stuff they complained about the vaccine. It worked. Huh. Now everything we said was true. You know, all the stuff is, like, you don't hear anyone talk about that. Like, wait a minute here, folks. All these people that told me to shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. I don't hear anyone saying, well, wait a minute here. I'm not having one person apologize to me. I'm sorry, man, trying to shove the vaccine down your throat because I know we were told that it was going to, that you, it would cure you. But, we're going to cure you. It was going to cure everything. And now we know it don't. I heard one person say, yep, now I'm sorry, man, for getting on you about getting the vaccine because it would stop the spread of COVID, and now we know it doesn't, you know. I've not heard one person say that. Yeah. Makes no sense. It's like those comments when Donald Trump said, I'm going to be a dictator for one day so I can take back the border and do stuff. Stuff, technically, if you support an open border, you're going against the Constitution, but whatever, you know. For one day, I'm gonna bring back, we're going to dig. We're gonna oil, we're going to do this, we're going to do all kinds of stuff. Drill, baby, drill. Only in America could you have people supporting a president that on day one canceled so many jobs. But like this border thing, okay, if they're standing up to Biden now, why didn't they just say screw it and continue to build the wall? Why did they stop building it? I wouldn't have. Liberals would have kept building the wall. Dictator. You just haven't, you know. Joe Biden can molest a little girl. Well, it's not, man, that's taken out of, you know. That's not really what he was doing. Okay, he's sniffing her. It's creeping me. Dude, that creeped me out. But here's my point. It's okay, folks. It's okay if, you know, the Me Too movement. Where's all the outrage? Where are all the feminist liberals outraged that all these girls were molested at Epstein Island? And nothing's being done about it. And they have proof who was on the island. Who went to the island. Who was on the planes. They know who was there. Where's the Me Too movement? I guess it's like Black Lives Matter. When a black man kills a black man, that life don't matter. I guess since Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Oprah Winfrey and Joe Biden and all these liberals were pedophilian and raping on Epstein Island, I guess since they did it, if Trump did it, they'd be all over it. But since all these liberals did it, I guess these little girls that were traumatized for the rest of their life and messed up because they were molested and abused, I guess their lives don't matter. I guess it's called selective feminism. It just depends who we choose to. Oh, if a woman comes out and says that Joe Biden did sexually assault me, how dare you? The Me Too movement doesn't care about that victim. Oh, but if some person claims that Trump did something to her when there's no evidence, they have nothing to prove she ever met Trump. She's never met this Donald J. Trump. Trump's never met this person, but, oh, he did this. And on the day they say it happened, Trump is here and she's there. Yeah, just one little problem with your story. Yeah, the day that you liberals said that Trump did this, yeah, he was in a totally different state on video doing the rally and you said this happened. Yeah. Yeah. And then people still believe that Trump did something. I know he did because he said he was going to be a dictator. He said he was going to be a dictator because on day one, he's going to be a dictator just for one day so he can drill, baby, drill and bring back energy independence and protect and secure our borders. It's okay. Officials, texts, and this is awesome. As much as I'm a Christian, I support this dude. Texan posed as minor to lure a sex offender before fatally shooting him. Now, hopefully that man accused of killing a convicted sex offender in Houston, Texas, after he allegedly posed as a minor to lure the victim. Court documents say officials have charged 22-year-old James Lewis Spencer with murder after the incident occurred on May 29, 2023. A 37-year-old Sean Connery Showers was killed. thinking he was going to meet a little girl or boy, and now this guy is looking at, like, murder charges and stuff for doing the right thing. Imagine, remember what Chris Hansen would always say? What if I wasn't here? What kind of things would be going on? What would you be doing? If it wasn't me here and it was a little girl or a boy, what would you be doing? I don't know. I just came over to talk. With a box of condoms and case of beer and weed and this and that. You just came to talk? That's not what your chat log says. No, I did. It's the first time ever. I've never done this before, but, you know. Yep. One pedophile down. Thousands to go. I mean, this is what's wrong with this country. As Biden's Chinese fentanyl surge destroys a nation, a Texas trio was arrested after police discovered fentanyl in a 19-year-old baby's diaper bag and found that smoke was blown into her face. I feel sad for the baby. But that's this world we live in. People don't take responsibility for their actions. No, they don't. Don't worry, folks. There's a consequence. Have sex. You get pregnant. You got a responsibility. I mean, this is where we live in, folks. All these people that want the open border. Now they're like, well, we got a border disaster. No. Biden doesn't own the border disaster. Everybody does that wanted an open border. It's just what we live in. It's all these liberals that are calling, how that call Trump Hitler, but then they stand with Palestine. 1,000 Swedish musicians want Israel banned from Eurovision 2024 for war crimes. Okay. I say Israel takes and goes after and starts bombing Sweden. And then Sweden fights back, say, hey, war crimes. You need to be banned. Dude, you can't make this stuff up. It's like Nikki Haley has like a billionth of a percent chance of winning. See, the whole point of her staying in there is they were hoping that they're doing anything they can to ensure that Trump, is even if they have to assassinate Trump to get him out of it, well, guess what? Look, vote for Nikki Haley. She's a Republican. No, she's not. If I ever got to meet her in prison and say, why are you in the Republican Party? You're an anti-American liberal Democrat. You're owned by BlackRock. Get out of my party. It's funny, all these people that hate America so much, none of them have left. You ever wonder why all these, like Whoopi Goldberg and all these people, they, Trump becomes president, I'm leaving, I'm going. Great. Call the cops and, sir, I was just going to help her pack. She said if Trump became president, she was leaving. It's this world we live in, folks. It's okay. Kids don't know any better. See, this is what they got to do. See, because there are places where they've, all drugs are legal. They need to be free and legal. Okay, this is what you got. This is what people say, like, well, because there are people like, well, they decriminalized all these drugs and it makes it worse. I'm like, okay, here's the thing. If you're making these drugs, if you're decriminalizing these drugs, are they free from a government clinic where you go to the clinic and you get your drugs and they're free? And is it still illegal to sell the drugs? Because they've actually, in one country, they legalized, I think it was heroin. It's free. You go to a clinic, and they give you a fresh needle with your dose, and you shoot up. The usages have gone down. Why? Because, first of all, it's illegal to buy and sell heroin, but why would you buy and sell it if you can go to the clinic and get heroin? And it's basically for addicts, and they're trying to find ways to put stuff in the heroin so that you can actually, what do they call that, like, sensation, like bring it down to where maybe if they add this or this, it can help curb the craving so you can wean yourself off of it. Well, who's going to sit there, man, let's go to the free clinic and get heroin and shoot up? No, it's not seen as fun anymore. A lot of these places, they decriminalize all these drugs, but then it's still legal to sell. You can still sell, and people are like, oh yeah, and they're getting people hooked on the drugs, so that then they can, that's legal to sell, and it's making it worse. I would never support decriminalizing the drugs, and I'm not contradicting myself. Because I have supported decriminalization, but the way I would do it is it's free. You go to a government clinic and you get your free. Okay, you want coke? Here you go. And they give you your dose. You can't sell it. If you're caught selling, but who would sell it? Who would buy it if you can get it free from a government clinic? Places like this decriminalize it 100%, but it's still legal to sell. It's crazy. It's, you know, oh, because that's what everyone says. That's what happens. You decriminalize all these drugs. It's what you get. Well, then when they decriminalize this stuff, it's legal to sell. So instead of you going to the black market to do it, hey, guess what? I can legal. Hey, it's legal, but it's not free. You can still buy it. If it was free and legal, and you went to a clinic and said, "Okay, you're on cocaine. You need it. Here's your dose. Here's this. Here's that." And that's where we're at, folks. They got the right idea, but the wrong way of doing it. I gotta check something, folks. I'll be right back. I'm back, but that's the problem. I mean, it sounds great. Let's decriminalize it all. Don't get it. No. You decriminalize. No, what you do is you take the people that are dealing it. Now I can legally deal. Now the people that try to, instead of saying, hey, it's free and it's legal, you got to go to a clinic to get it. You get your dose. That way we know what we're giving you. It's nuts. But that's just where we live in, folks. It's the world we live in. Let me see. Yeah, it's God. No, God. God. God is the reason. I don't breathe without God. I don't put my hope and faith and trust in the government. See, there are people that don't care. I support open borders until they're a problem. As long as I don't have to deal with them, open borders. You know, like I've said before many times on this program, Trump should have been for everything he didn't want. On day one, I will make sure we have an open, okay. Can you believe Trump wants an open border? How dare he do that? We're gonna build a wall. I will cave to the Democrats and we will build the Nancy Pelosi wall. Should have been against all this crap that he wanted, and then they would have to go against him. Folks, I don't know what they'd do if Trump said global warming's real. What? Hey, no, it's not. I mean, if he really stood up in support of electric cars, how could they support them? I'd love to see what the Democrats would say. I'd love to see Democrats stand up and back Trump for something like that, like, because he supports some, you know. It's just where we live in, folks. I'd just love to see what would happen, you know, if Trump would have been like, for all, yes, folks, global warming's real, folks. I know it is. Get your electric cars. We're not going to have energy independence. No, we're not going to drill in America. How dare we? What? No, we need to have energy independence. Me and my wife got to go on vacation in New York. Yeah, we're migrants. We need our prepaid card. We need our prepaid card. How do we get our prepaid card? I want my benefits. I'm a legal citizen and don't get benefits. What the heck? These people just cross the border and everything's free. Don't worry. I want to take a bus up to New York and hotel, immigrant, border. Heck, we can get a place to stay for free, 3 meals paid for. Why not? That's just me. It's just one of those things I think about, folks. Oh, jeez, that'd be so funny to...
What?
What, Trump's for electric cars, huh? Wait a minute, man. We can't... They've never been able to support anything he does. Trump is getting us out of war, not into war, and all these, another Republican, another war. Not one liberal that I know thanked Trump for getting us out of war, not into war. Not one. Not one thanked him for, well, man, I didn't agree with Trump, but man, hey, man, at least he's making peace. He's not getting us into wars. Not one. Don't worry, folks. It's okay, folks. Just go to New York and say you're a migrant and get your prepaid card, the hotel, 3 meals a day. Remember that Cheech and Chong movie? Oh, man, that's not a bus, man. It's the Amigra. The Amigra? Oh, yeah, man, it's the wedding. The wedding? Yeah, my cousin, man, he calls immigration on himself. Why would he do that, man? Picks up the whole wedding party, man. Take him back down to Mexico, man. He didn't get fed lunch. And he, there's a wedding in Mexico, so he calls immigration on himself. Him and his whole family get bused back down to Mexico. They get lunch and everything paid for. Oh, it's... Oh, geez. You know, that's what's going on now. Folks, you want the free vacation? Head on down to Houston. Get on one of those buses that's going up to New York. You'll get put in a hotel room. You get a prepaid card. You'll get a place to stay. 3 meals. Now, when you're on the bus, who knows what you're around? Who knows what vaccines they have or don't have? But that's just what we live in, folks. Oh, yes, it is. It makes no sense. Nothing does in this world. Because we put our hope and faith and trust in this world. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help. Wow. We got to get rid of the Constitution, because that's 200-plus years old, and it's no good anymore. Gee. Let me see here. I'm in a 2,000-year-old Bible. And it's as relevant today as ever. And this is a 2,000-year-old Bible. Revelation 8, chapter 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Sounds pretty relevant to me, you know? This is a 2,000-year-old King James. It's just, I think it's just the King James, not the new King James. Yeah, it's something that is very relevant. And it's nice to see people saying, I don't care. Cancel me. I don't care. I believe in Jesus. And that's what's going on in this world. It's okay, folks. People that put their hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Not God. Oh, the government's going to save me. And that's the hardest thing to do. You know, especially like with me and my wife. Like, how are we going to pay our rent? Did you check the account? Well, yeah. No. I know you haven't seen anything. And I'm looking like, okay, there's money for our rent. Okay. You know, when God provides, He provides. That's the hardest thing. So many people, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help. Where's my check? I want my stimulus check. And I can't afford to pay attention. I need my inflation relief check. You can't afford to pay attention, so you need I need an inflation relief check to give me some money. The government's going to help me. The government. I need my checks. I need the government's going to. Well. Me and my wife talked to the man upstairs to provide. My mother and father-in-law.
He doesn't provide it. We don't need it.
Yep. And I'm like, well, how are we gonna do this? Well, this is how we'll work out paying our bills. Okay, well, did you tithe? Why not? Why don't you, as soon as she tithes, we figure out our bills. When God blesses us, 10% it's God's money to begin with. And the more people realize this is the King James Version of the Bible is 2,000 years old. People that say that the Constitution is outdated, this Bible is more relevant today than it has ever been. I'm doing the six-month Bible read where I'm reading the Bible and I'm listening to the Bible and getting into it in 6 months. Yeah, Benjamin Lemonade started it, and you know, we write back and forth like, hey, this is where I'm at, where you at? And every morning before work for 20 minutes or so, I listen to it, and there's times where I have to stop and click, and I got to save this and, you know, and highlight that. And especially in the Old Testament, I'm glad we live in a different time, because I couldn't imagine, okay, well, do I do the two pigeons, or I do two pigeons or two doves, and then I have to take the one and slaughter it and take the blood and do all this stuff? Or that's if I've got like a wound, and is it like all the stuff with like burnt offerings and all this stuff? And it's like, you know, I'm glad I believe in a God and that sent his only son to die so that I could have eternal life and to know him. And when I go into Walmart, hey, how you doing? Have a blessed day. How's it going?
Me and people, I like to lay hands on each other and pray for each other at Walmart.
Yep. You never know. I don't know what my wife's going through. Well, I do somewhat, but, I mean, someone might not know what my wife's going through. And they might, if you feel led to pray for someone, pray for someone. I mean, I'll tell you right now, they have the K-Love app, and, you know, there's times I just feel led to spend like 20, 30 minutes. I just pray for people a minute, you know, 2 minutes, whatever. And it's, we live in a different time. Will you pray that we have the same freedom of religion? You know, in China, you want the same freedom. I don't know. Maybe we need to have a total dictatorial ship in this country. Because in China and some of these other countries, they meet underground to pray. They memorize scriptures and chew it up and spit it out, and so that they can't find a piece of paper and swallow it and all this stuff. In this country, of people, and I've said this multiple times, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I've got a King James Version, a New King James Version, I've got a New King James Version Study Bible, I've got the English Standard Version, I've got the English Standard Version Study Bible, I've got the New Living Translation, New International Version, I've got a New Living Translation Study Bible, I've got, I got a Catholic Bible, and I've got about 4 or 5 of each kind. Do you read them? Do you study them? I'm starting to write my New Living Translation one at church and stuff, because I have a Holy Bible app, so I like highlighting stuff in there. But, you know, I'm sitting there like when he says something, I get to the scripture and I go through stuff, and it's kind of nice. You know, and you go through and you say, hey, this and this and this. And it's what we do in this country. It's what we do. You know, we have the freedom of religion. We have the freedom to be able to worship the Bible. That's why I go to these people like, get out of here. I'm like, you know that in other countries, people risk life and limb? Folks, sorry, folks. Yeah, it's kind of hot today and the AC ain't working, so we're going to have a shortened service. That's America for you. We're going to do one praise and worship song. No. It's because I never understood it, because I'm used to going to This is like the set kind of service you have. This is the message time. This is, you know, and my wife would be like, when some dude fell down, it's called swinging in the spirit. I was like, I almost called 911. I was freaked out. He goes, well, and now I understand being swinging in the spirit. I understand. When you sit there and I'm like, okay, if if the message goes, there's times I'm like, I'm in the word. I'm in the message. Keep going, pastor. As this kind of message comes to a close, I'm like, hey, wait, no, you don't understand. I'm you know, in the spirit, I just want to know more. I want to know more. And it's, you know, when you're in the yes and amen, the Bible is yes and amen church, it's what it is. And you get into the word and you're like, okay, it's what we're doing, folks. It's a lot of fun, folks. It is. Especially, like, when you want to be there, you know. Like, I get to go to church. I get to be there on Tuesday night for prayer. I get to go to Bible study where we sharpen each other. So it's a lot of fun. Especially when, like, because we're doing these Bible study books and I hate them. I said the four-letter word, but they're hard, but it gets you to think and you learn, like, you know, and like when you look at Acts and Romans, you realize that, hey, the law means nothing. Well, no, you're supposed to get your right hand wet first, then your left hand wet, and then you put soap on your left hand and then use it to wash the soap on your right hand and scrub it in. And if you don't do that in a certain way and this and that, then you're not clean and you can't eat and you can't do this and you can't do that. And it's like, you know, I don't need the law. I've got God. I have the commandments. So, thank you so much for tuning in to this conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I hope you wake up and I hope you realize that, you know, put your hope and faith in Jesus. Oh, yes. I love when they take apps and they, like, change them up. Oh, yes. You know, it's like you sit there and you're like, what's happening? I had this app perfect. You know, hey, we still have a chance to... You guessed it, folks. Top four race is on. I mean, we're going to have Austin Villa and Tottenham Hotspurs kind of have some draws and some losses and we win, but I think we can potentially get a top four, but we have to continue to do what we're doing and win. Gotta love Chelsea being in 11th. And there's rumors of Jose Mourinho having unfinished business at Manchester United. Yeah, no. That'd be a no for me. And like on the United Stand, I talked about this. 52% of the people want him. I'm like, are you kidding me? I think Ten Hag needs to be properly backed. Get the people that are, hey, you want to be at this club? Stand with me. If not, go away. You know, and that's what needs to happen. Then you got all this financial fair play crap. I get the people are like, well, what if someone was to put like, okay, here you got $1 billion every transfer window. Dude, I don't care. You want the player? We'll get him. I don't, whatever. Name your price. You want $100 million? Done. He's a 20, I don't care. We got him. We'll have a team enough met Ronaldo's. Not that, you know, that quality of a player, but in every position. So you're not like you're having all Ronaldo's. You're having like like a central defensive midfielder that's like a number 9 and number 8 and number 7 and number 6 that are all as good as Ronaldo for their position. Like a center back, left wing, right wing, that are all as good as Ronaldo. You know, central defensive midfielder, all that are basically as good as Ronaldo. But, you know, like a goalie that's as good as Ronaldo, but he's a goalie, you know. So he's like, man, this is probably one of the greatest goalies, you know, like a De Gea of goalies or like a Peter Schmeichel. So, you know, I understand. Well, but then at the same time, yep, because of this, yep, we can't buy anybody because we're going to be under this financial fair play crap, and I don't know. It's nice to see Nottingham Forest in the 16th, you know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. We just got to keep going and doing, you know. I don't want to see Everton. Everton needs to keep doing what they're doing and try to win some games and try to get out of that relegation battle. They got to get above Luton Town. But it's nice to see some teams in the Premier League. That normally aren't there. You know, it's nice to see Luton Town and Nottingham Forest and Sheffield United. You know, it's kind of nice to see those teams kind of getting in there, but I just think Ten Hag needs to be back properly. Okay, these are the players that he feels confidently that should stay. I mean, if he wants, like, okay, I only need 3 players. No, I think he needs... I think there's like 4 that I think 5 or 6 should easily go. Like this summer, if he can get 5 or 6 out and 5 or 6 in, good transfer window. That'd be great. Heck, anything 4 going out and 4 coming in would be like exceptional for me. That's me. But yeah. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Stand there for what you believe in, even if you think we should have Mourinho back. I don't know how. I don't know what's gone on. What's happened to our club? I want Mourinho. He's the best. He is the best. Jose Mourinho is my hero. 10 years ago, I might have said, yeah, let's get 10, 15 years ago. Like when Sir Alex decided to step down. Take him then? Yeah. He's a park the bus. Try to score off the break really quickly and then frustrate your team. Frustrate the team and try to get them to, you know, try to keep them from scoring. It's the perfect way to waste 90 minutes. Park the bus. You know, at one time that was a great strategy and it would work. Now it's kind of a dated and you know, it's like him coming in with like a polyester suit and bell bottoms, you know. And no one wears that anymore, Jose, you know. He was always just throwing it on the side when he was with Chelsea, but at the same time, that era's gone, you know, we've done that, we've been there. I want to move forward, and I think Ten Hag is the future, and it is forward. So I think we can get to 4th. I don't know if we can get any. You'd have to have Arsenal, man. You'd have to have Arsenal, like, not really do much. I think we can probably get to 4th. It's going to take a lot, but I think we can get there, and that's pushing it better than that. You know, I think we got to give Ten Hag back him properly and give him his dues. Remember, with the firm alliance and protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.